Well, Jim, it was a quality equaliser, I've got to admit, but does that feel like a defeat, a 1-1 draw in the end?
Obviously, I think everyone feels like that. It's not a goal that you associate with a player like Fraser Franks being a number five, but you know, he's got a great touch on it and set himself up for the volley and stuck it right in the top corner. So sometimes you've got to hold your hands up and say, great finish, what can we do better? Can we get it cleared? I've just had a look at it. It's a little bit awkward, just ping balls around, just gets played into him, and the lad takes it well. So, you know, I don't think it was a great game. But I just waiting for the final whistle down the tunnel, 1-0, 3 points, you know, not a great performance, or a great game to watch, I should say, because there's some positives in there that we limited them to very little. Yeah, they had a bit of ball second half because they threw caution to the wind, but, you know, the pitch doesn't play very well. You know, they've probably got a little bit more quality on the pitch than what we did, but it showed what they did at the end, is that because they only had the one real opportunity in the first half when they've had it against the post, and the one second half where they got them down left there, right, and Baz has made the save, they haven't really done much else, so they bring the number five on and they go a little bit more direct. We can play better, we know that, with the ball. There was some decision making today that, you know, take the pitch from it, you should be able to get hold of it and pass it, you know, when it's unopposed, or make better decisions. But you can see it bobbling up, clearances going up in the sky, both sides, it become more of a scrap. And what we did look, we looked a threat from set plays, you know, all these had a first half, great save from the keeper, and then obviously the scramble after it. We've had a great one second half with Aldi again, looks like he's got across the line of Alex Kenyon when he's about to nod it in, so we looked a threat in that regards. But as I say, it wasn't a great game. You're just hoping that it's going to fizzle out to a nice 1-0 for us, little clean sheet and that. But as you say, that was credit to them. They kept plugging away, and credit to Fraser Franks, because it was a superb goal by him at the end to take a point so late in the game. And obviously it feels like a defeat for us.
We're all saying around here that this could be great, because 3 points in a game we've not played well. We've not had many of them this season.
No.
Just unfortunately didn't get there.
Well, I said to you early on, I can't remember really any time this season. You know, in the past, I remember going to places, not playing particularly well, or even here at home when you haven't played well, and you snatch a little 1-0. I don't think that would have been a snatch today, because there wasn't much in it. You know, they adapted to the pitch better. The trade-off, you know, in formations, the trade-off in players, personnel, they had smaller, better technical players than what we did, but we looked a little bit more robust, we looked a little bit more solid, and we looked a threat from set plays. Obviously we've got our nose in front, you're thinking, right, you know, that's it, it's horses for courses at the minute. You know, we've gone to Mansfield on a decent pitch and played superbly well with virtually the same side, where we've popped it round and we've got going. You know, we try to play a little bit against Notts County. We give it away in silly areas, you know, bobbly pitch, you know, getting given away in the middle third, and they're breaking and they're scoring. We played against Yeovil a little bit similar, some good stuff. And then, you know, at half time, we said, well, listen, you know, we're 2-0 down. We thought they looked a little bit shaky in the back line, balls into the box. You know, it's no coincidence after the last six goals we've scored against Yeovil and Grimsby, five of them have been headers. You know, so sometimes you've got to play the conditions and things like that. And, you know, I think everyone would have been happy going away and saying, wasn't a great performance. You know, wasn't nice on the eye, but I tell you what it was. It was full of endeavour and enthusiasm, and there was plenty of committed challenges. Whether I'm being a little bit naughty saying it, but I've never seen so many fouls given against us, which I've just had a look at some of them in there, and Michael Rose's booking's one of the most bizarre bookings I've ever seen. But, as I say, at the goal, not a great performance-wise with the ball, and, you know, people want to turn up and watch passing and this and that. It was more about endeavour and battling qualities and 50-50 challenges and first balls and second balls. And, as I say, I can't really... The header that hit the post first half and the little bit of play they got in down the right and batted old shave of his legs, not much else. You know, and as I say, we've had the set plays, even right at the end, Kevin Ellison going through, he just didn't have the legs together on the end of it. So, you know, is it a fair result on the balance of play? Probably, but well, when you win it in the 89th minute, you just hope that you can walk down the tunnel, shake hands and say thanks for that. Another clean sheet, 3 points, wasn't a great game, but we'll take it all day, because that would have moved us right up the table, looking at the results, the way they've gone. But as it is, the positive we've got to take from it, we're taking 7 from the last 9. we're unbeaten. You know, we're scoring every goal now. Disappointed we haven't kept another clean sheet today. But the lads are trying hard and, you know, we'll just keep going.